Okay, podcast time. Welcome, everybody. It is a John DiBella Show Daily Podcast on this Tuesday, June 26th, 626. For all you palindrome fans out there, it's Dave. Started things off today getting wah-wah wacky. They had a drop-off at the station yesterday after we left. So we missed out on the hoagies, but we did get the leftover swag, which Steve and I donned. And annoyed the hell out of John with, considering it was floppy painter hats and 5XL t-shirts, which could easily double as Hoagie Fest tents. So, we rocked those the entire show today in an effort to just annoy John. And our plan worked, as you'll hear inside here. We also listened to some adult lullabies, a mystery bird sound, and learned about the latest idiocy that science has been studying in lieu of cancer research. We handed out tickets to the new Marvel movie, courtesy of Poor Plots. And Graham Nash joined us, one third of Crosby, Stills, and Nash, of course. Plus, we heard about a Robert Plant interview that caught John's attention. Glad we have your attention. And let's put it to use right now. Here you go. It is the Daily Podcast.
Okay, I got to go on record right now, because normally I'm on Steve for this, but Dave, I refuse to look at you in that hat all morning. I just refuse to look at you.
I think it looks good.
I think it's a wonderful fit.
Leave it on. It's a good fit.
Wawa stopped by yesterday because we're the people who talk about Wawa all the time. They gave food to Andre.
There's a pickle stuck to our desk if you want one.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. All right. And they dropped off some promotional items. They dropped off painter's hats, which is what Dave has on, the Welcome America painter's
hat. I'm feeling this, man.
No, it's terrible.
I will let it up to the audience to decide. Yeah. I'm going to post this all over our social media, along with Steve's 5X.
My parachute. Right. They dropped off painter's hats and parachutes.
And obviously, they know their clientele because they sent us 5X t-shirts.
I didn't know that was possible. I didn't know that was
gigantic.
Made.
Yeah. I'm wearing a bed sheet.
Really? Really? You
know? It's like a wingsuit.
It really is.
You can jump off of Roxborough Towers in that.
It is gigantic.
4X is too
gigantic.
Many.
We put Michael, our intern, in it, right? And he looks like he's wearing one of those wingsuits to jump off an airplane.
He disappeared.
Right? You know, so, oh, God. You know,
feels good.
We can hand those out.
It's Hoagie Fest, man.
We'll cut this up.
That's Hoagie Fest. You're Welcome America.
We'll cut this shirt up and make 35 smaller shirts out of it.
And you know, the popularity of mint green t-shirts is soaring right now.
The John DiBella Podcast. Philadelphia's classic rock 102.9 MGK.
With this job, there's nothing more aggravating than not being able to fall asleep.
Sure.
All right. Yeah. You know, for the most part, I don't think any of us really have that problem. Although I do sometimes. And when that happens, I watch Ken Burns documentaries.
Oh, my God.
Right? No, because, you know, David McCullough or what's his name, Peter Coyote, those guys have voices.
It's a great name, by the way.
It is. I know. That's his real name, right? they have voices that just lull you to sleep. But someone just put this up on the Mashable website.
Yep.
One of the people who writes for that blog says that the thing to do is, this is for adults, mind you, is listen to lullabies. But not traditional lullabies, not rockabye baby, those kind of things, right? The adult lullabies. There is such a thing, all right? And some of them sound like, well, you know, they have lullabies of Prince songs, of Bob
these,
Marley songs.
Radiohead, I've heard.
Yeah. All right, and the thing, okay, so
do
look.
You have some?
Here's one. Here's a Bob Marley.
Graham.
Right. This sounds like something you would use for the kids, to tell you the truth. Have you identified this yet?
Not yet.
No.
It's No Woman, No Cry.
I hear it now. The second you say it, I hear it. All right.
All right. How about something like this?
Sounds like Zelda music.
I don't have anything. It does. I don't have anything yet. When it kicked, will I really know when it...
Once I tell you, you're going to go, oh, obviously.
Sounds like a hopeful, like, Apple ad.
What is it? Or is it getting to a part where I should know?
It's Friday, I'm in love.
Oh, really? Wow.
And then lastly, this is the one that I can't imagine how anybody couldn't fall asleep to, the lullaby version of...
Oh. Hold on, I'm right there.
Oh, man.
I I'm there.
This would aggravate the piss out of me.
What is it?
Fight for your right to party.
Yeah.
I would have gotten that.
Let's get everybody awake again.
The John DeBella Podcast. Philadelphia's classic rock 102.9 MGK.
All right. Can you tell us this morning what the hell this is? Now we all know it. We all know it's a bird.
Okay.
I want to know what kind of bird that is. Can you tell me what that is? I mean, you hear this all the time. We have a commercial running that says what this bird is, right? But it just...
I would go with... I know this segment, so I think it's going to be a little bit... I'm going to say that is a robin.
A robin? A robin.
Steve, yeah, the ornithologist over there.
I got a lot of large robins around my house. You hear these things squeak.
Oh, dude.
What is this? What is this? What is this, rampage?
I am never inviting you to Quakertown, ever. Stay out of my hood. Jesus.
A robin.
A large robin.
A large robin.
Wow.
No, not a large robin.
I know this segment, so is it really that far off of a guess? You made a fart noise, and it turned out it was a cat going, meow. I get the segment.
Wow. Let's go to George. George is sitting here. He thinks he knows. George, what the hell is that?
A peregrine falcon,
he says.
A peregrine falcon.
Yeah. That, my good man, I must tell you... is incorrect. No, it is a peregrine falcon. Dave, you got to come on.
I know what it is.
You know what it is.
Oh. Yes. Oh, if you want to keep this bit going, it's not a robin.
Well,
it's a sparrow.
It's a sparrow? Yeah. No, let's see what Benny has to say. Benny, what the hell is that?
That's an eagle.
See, that's what everybody believes, right? Is that what you think it is?
No.
What do you think it is?
You want to say what it is?
Yeah, you can say what it is. It's a hawk.
It's probably a red-tailed hawk.
It is a red-tailed hawk, but it's the sound that every commercial, every movie, every TV show uses as the sound of an eagle. You know why?
Because it sounds cooler?
Well, because this is what an eagle sounds like, and you know, they may be the American symbol, but they are not a very cool-sounding bird.
My God.
Right?
Sounds like you're wringing out like a rag.
Yeah, that. Or almost like, it could even be a pig.
Could a baby pig.
No, I'm sorry. Yeah, it's the reason why they don't use it in the football games.
Right.
Use the eagle, but make him sound like a red-tailed hawk.
Or a robin.
Jesus.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Mamma mia.
Philadelphia's classic rock station, 102.9 MGK.
It is time for one of our favorite installments. Yes, it's time for They Could Have Cured Cancer. But they worked on this instead. All right, scientists in England have just conducted a study with high-speed cameras to figure out what causes the dripping sound on a leaky faucet. They worked on this.
Could it be dripping water causing that?
Yeah. Well, it's not the drop hitting the surface of the water. It's a little air bubble that forms and then pops when it hits.
Oh.
So that's what they were doing.
Sounds like ping pong.
I know. It does sound like ping pong. Now, they say you can almost get rid of the sound completely by adding dish
removing
soap.
Removing your sink.
Right, by adding dish soap to the water under the drip. Or you can just fix it. You can always try that.
What happened to England?
What happened to the science world?
Or that, too.
Right? We're constantly getting these idiotic sounds. Go work on something that's going to help us. Right? We know it makes a sound. Right? That's me not saying the words that I can't say on the radio.
There you go.
The John DeBella Podcast. Philadelphia's classic rock station, 102.9 MGK.
So to give you an idea of how poor plots works, if I were to tell you that Patrick Stewart sets up a school for dangerous adolescents where none of the staff have any teaching qualifications, what would the movie be?
X-Men.
Yes,
thank
X-Men.
You very much. Yes. It is that simple. So you could have a 4-pack of tickets to the IMAX 3D screening of Ant-Man and the Wasp. All of the reviews on this so far are spectacular.
Yep.
All the pre-reviews.
I love insect
right,
movies.
Right, you know. But what they're saying is that there's great humor in it. The fighting scenes are good. They're not blown out of proportion, mm-hmm. right? You know, so it really should be good. And it really is kind of turning its back on the Avengers. It's just playing its own movie. You know, so here you go. It's coming up this coming Monday, and you could be at it. 215-263-WMGK, the number to call. Let's start off with Mark this morning. Good morning, Mark. How you doing?
Good morning. How you doing?
I said that. All right. Now it's your turn to answer my question. How are you doing, Mark?
I'm good. How are you?
I am fine, hey. Mark, although it seems I'm stumbling with dates. All right. Steve, yeah. Give Mark a movie.
I can't get over the big game.
Stop. Stop. All right. Okay, as you sit there in a ridiculously 5X Wawa t-shirt.
By the way, check out our show's social media so you can get a sense of what John's dealing
on here
with.
Today. All right, Dave and his stupid hat.
Tight hats and tall tees. Give me the album. All right, Mark, here's your question. A boy befriends a bearded hermit and two gay robots, goes into space, snogs his sister, and kills his dad.
What movie is that?
What? Lost in Space?
Lost in Space. How did you get that wrong?
Oh, my God.
Did you get that wrong? Oh, no, boy. It's Star Wars.
Snogs his sister.
Snogs his sister. It's a British expression.
All right.
Let's go to Tracy. Tracy, you ready for yours?
I'm ready.
All right. What do you got, Dave?
Here goes, Trace. A very old-looking teenage girl wears hot pants and learns to smoke to win her boyfriend back. Then they sing.
Grease.
There Bam! You go. Oh, you got yourself a 4-pack. Hold on. Let's move on over to Larry. Hi, Larry.
Hey, how you doing?
We're doing just fine. What do you got for him, Steve?
All right, Larry. Old man pretends to teach teenage boy karate to make him do chores.
Karate Kid.
Very good.
Yes.
Yeah, there you go. Pack. That's one for you. All right, that takes us now to Beth. Hiya, Beth.
Hi.
All right, what do you got, Steve? Oh, no, what do you got, Dave?
Reclusive.
Can I call you Steve?
You can call me whatever you want. Just get the date right.
Hat on.
Reclusive weirdo and his mutant employees lure children into his factory with sweets, then dispose of them one by one.
Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory.
There we go.
Well, it's very Charlie good. And the... You got it.
Yeah. Well, that's close. Yeah, it's Charlie the same and the Chocolate Factory, Willy Wonka. It doesn't really matter. All right. Can we get one more? Let's see if Michael has another one ready for
Let's
us.
Let's see. Mike, put that person on hold.
Just put it on
hold. I don't care
what
their name is.
Right. Well, okay, we'll call him David.
Put him on hold.
Put him on hold, Michael. There you go. Hey, David. Here you go. Last shot.
All right, David,
here comes your movie.
Hamlet with lions, but better than Hamlet. Also singing.
Hamlet with lions, better than Hamlet, also singing. This is a tough one, actually.
This is tough. David, are you there?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Confidence is not high, David.
Hamlet with lions, but better than Hamlet, also singing. How many movies do you watch with lions?
He's gone. Actually,
come on, man.
Give
Mike the same
Mike,
one.
Mike, Hamlet with lions, but better than Hamlet. Also
Lion
singing.
King.
Yes.
There
yes.
We go.
Yes.
My God. That took a lifetime.
The John DeBella Podcast. Wow. Philadelphia's classic rock station, 102.9 MGK.
Graham Nash Collection over the years is what we're about to talk to Graham Nash about. We now go live to New York. Hey, Graham.
Hey, kid. We can't go on meeting like this, John. Come on.
The wild thing about doing these things, ISDN, is people actually think you're here with us.
Yes.
Right? You know, so.
I am, aren't I?
Well, you are, right?
Pass me that joint.
Graham's got a new collection of songs called Over the Years. It will be available as of the 29th of this month through Rhino Entertainment. It's songs you know and songs you've know, but you've never heard this way before. You and I had a conversation, Graham, a while ago about the purity of a song and how it is in the demo.
Yes.
And hearing some of these, like Marrakesh Express, like Chicago, like Simple Man, hearing them in their raw, I'm just writing this form, it's great. It really is great to hear it that way.
And I think that's very interesting for people to hear the initial flash of the moment that a song was created and put down on tape for the very first time, and then to see the actual record and how it developed and how it ended up. It's quite interesting, and people are responding very well to that.
You have where you recorded the demos.
Yes.
All right, Marrakesh Express, London, 1968. What yes. were you recording on?
A Grundig tape recorder.
Okay, a good old Grundig that chunky microphone?
Absolutely, yes. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, of course.
But, you know, then it was like fantastic technology. Mm-hmm. Wow, are you kidding?
When you were living in California, weren't you living in the canyon in L.A.?
Yes, originally when I first came to America, yes.
Because so many of these say San Francisco on them, and you're not somebody I ever equated to San Francisco with.
I lived in San Francisco for about 10 years.
Oh, wow, I never knew that.
But it was the studio. It was Wally Heider's studio that was up there.
Oh, okay.
And when we were doing Deja Vu, you know, Heider's had, I don't know, three or four studios. We were in one. The Grateful Dead were recording at the same time in the other studio, and the Jefferson Airplane were recording in the other studio.
Wow.
So that's how come Jerry's playing pedal steel on Teach Your Children.
Obviously, with these three bands in one place, getting drugs wasn't hard.
No. In a word, no.
Because it's sort of funny. I'm looking at this, and I'm looking at it. It starts in London, where you start. It ends in Oahu. And I'm sitting there going, like, wow, this is a travelogue of songs alone.
Really? I had a home in Hawaii for 38 years.
I didn't realize you sold it.
I didn't sell it. I divorced my wife.
And I see. Yeah. And she,
oh, man. That's worse.
No, I gave Susan what she wanted. Uh-huh. Whatever you want.
We call that the Rick Wakeman way of selling real estate. Listening to something like Chicago on this, all right, you know, it is, I'm listening to that and I'm saying to myself, you know, this isn't all that far from where the song ended up going and how it ended up sounding.
That's right. You know, most musicians, when they write a song, they have a feeling, you know, they know how it's going to be made into a record, you know, and sometimes it, you know, it goes in a different direction that you thought, and sometimes not. For instance, my demo of Teach Your Children that I did in my apartment in London in the end of 1968, I played it for Stephen, and Stephen said, you know what, that's really a nice song, but do me a favor. I said, what? He said, don't ever play it like that again. And that's when Stephen took that song and put that beautiful country feel to it. And then, of course, we were in San Francisco in Hydra Studio, and that's when we asked Jerry to put pedal steel on there.
Well, this is a great package, Graham, and I mean, you really should be proud of it. I've only seen it online. Is there any Graham photography inside?
Yes, there is.
Uh-huh.
There's a couple of pictures in there, you know, before and after, you know. I still have hair. It's a different color now, but, you know.
The new Graham Nash collection over the years, and it's available as of the 29th through Rhino Entertainment. Graham, it is always a pleasure. Please come visit soon.
Sure will do, John.
You take care.
The John DeBella Podcast. Philadelphia's classic rock station, 102.9 MGK.
Guess who died?
Oh, fun game. I don't know.
Richard Harrison.
Who's that?
You know him as the old man from Pawn Stars.
Oh, is that his name?
Yeah.
I kept seeing the old man died. Yeah, I'm like, jeez, give this guy some respect.
The old man died. All right, 77 years old. He had a battle with Parkinson's.
77, right. That's it?
Yeah, it was just that
same. He looked 80 during the show's airing.
I haven't watched that show in maybe 5 years, and yes, he was pushing 90.
My right, God.
Yeah, I mean, I would have put my money on Chumley, to tell you the truth.
That's for
right,
sure.
You know, but yeah, in tribute to him, ladies and gentlemen, we'll play a little bit of the old man, and then we'll play a little bit of the old man.
Oh, my God. I wouldn't feed this to my worst enemy. Nowadays, kids eat rice cakes. What the is a rice cake? It ain't rice, and it sure as hell ain't a cake.
I'm thinking like 150 grand.
You're thinking.
Well, no, I mean...
Well, you're assuming, which makes an out of you.
You forgot the me part.
Shut up.
When did you get a smartphone? You got to be kidding me. You've called the pawn shop 27 times today.
Any phone that can mess with you is pretty smart. It's like using a sledgehammer to swat a fly.
The John DeBella Podcast. Philadelphia's classic rock station, 102.9.
MGK.